are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Here's a song from our new recording. Jesus said,
let the children come.
Solomon?
Yep.
Who can tell me a couple things about King Solomon?
King David was his father.
When God asked him what he wanted, he said wisdom.
That's what I want to talk about today, wisdom. And some of King Solomon's wisdom was written down in the Bible, and who knows from what book of the Bible that is?
Proverbs.
Proverbs. And we're going to look at some Proverbs today and learn a little bit of King Solomon's wisdom.
Let the wise listen and add to their understanding. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is little value.
The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. Now, we know our tongues aren't silver. What does King Solomon mean, Jess?
God gives us the right things to say, and he makes us wise. So it's like our tongues are saying things that would cost a lot.
Okay, good. Our words are very valuable, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because with the wrong words, we can do some damage, can't we? It's important for us to think about the words that come out of our mouth. Can you think of some examples of some words that could hurt people?
I think you could think of any word that sounds mean and make someone feel bad with it.
Like, I'm better than you, and you're not my friend.
Like that, yeah, Alexa?
You're really stupid.
Calling people names and things, yeah, Emily.
Sometimes people call people nice things, but they mean it in a mean way. Like, oh, you're so smart if you get something wrong.
Okay, so sarcasm.
Sarcastic.
Yeah. Those are really good examples. Words have the power to help or to hurt others. And let's read a passage from the book of James about the power of words.
When we put bits into the mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal.
Or take ships as an example.
Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds,
they are steered by a small rudder,
wherever the pilot wants to go.
Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.
With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in God's likeness.
Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing.
My brothers, this should not be.
We have another proverb to read, but before we do, let's hear another song.
It's a new song.
Not exactly new.
It's a different, we're different.
That's right.
Different eyes, different skin, a different size.
But God loves us all the same.
There's another proverb that fits into this lesson.
Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act.
That means when you notice someone doing something good, tell them. That's called encouragement. And we've all had times when we've been encouraged. Encouragement can make us feel appreciated for all our hard work. Remember how you feel when you're encouraged, and encourage others. Use your silver tongues. Don't hold back. Let's pray. Dear Father, you have given us words written long ago to teach us your ways. Give us an open heart and open mind to hear this message, to choose our words wisely, and to look to you for the wisdom we need to do your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Before we go, we have time for one more song.
What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? that won't happen with treasures from God. You can't take them away.
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? What do you treasure? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
Do not store up treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy.
The store up treasures of the heavenly kind, they'll last forevermore. Treasures from God,
you can't take them away. What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? What do you treasure? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
We want to hear from you, so write down your words and send us a letter.
Share with us a time when you have been encouraged by words or when you have encouraged someone else.
Write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Or you can call us at 1-800-527-5522.
You can visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
And remember, choose your words wisely.
Encourage others.
And
praise the Lord. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.